Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Bible declares that he was clothed and in his right mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we come to tell him thank you tonight. Glory be to God.
Yes,
we come to tell him thank you for our minds. He said, you know, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is our shalom peace. Hallelujah. He is our shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He gives us the peace of God that passeth all understanding. All understanding. Glory be to God.
Lord.
That would guard our hearts and our minds. Glory be to God. Oh, he's a good God. 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 He's a good God unto us all. Hallelujah. He is the one who makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on, we need to open up our mouths. Hallelujah. And give him the fruit of our lips. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, every time you open up your mouth and you begin to tell him thank you, you begin to glorify and magnify his name. He begins to turn your situation around. He begins to change your atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. You know, fear and fear. Fear cannot live in praises. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One's got to go. Hallelujah. Fear got to go. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, Mother. Come on. Come on, whoever you are out there in radio land, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Oh, we thank him because he perfects those things which concerns us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be to God. You know, I told you this virus did not take God by surprise. Hallelujah.
Nope.
And all the shutdown and lockdown didn't take him by surprise. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Glory be to
Lord.
God. Be telling God thank you for the shutdown anyway because
you,
it gives us an opportunity. Glory be to God to be able, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, to spend time with him. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
It gives us an opportunity to be able to spend time with our family. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God, what we could not do before. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many families do not spend time eating together? Hallelujah, that became a thing of the past. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. And so we ought to be doing that once more. Hallelujah. It gives us an opportunity to be able to sit around our dinner table and talk of him. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
you know what we before, we've got to do it now. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but why be forced to do it? Glory be to God. It's like a lot of people don't fast. Why be forced to fast? Why wait until you're in the hospital, laying on your sick bed? Hallelujah, probably won't be able to get up from there. Hallelujah. Then you've got to be told NPO, nothing by mouth, for over 24 hours, some for 48 or 72 hours. Oh, you're fasting, all right. Yeah, you got to fast now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So we can open up our mouths, hallelujah, and give God the praise. Glory be to God. I said, you know, I will give him praise, hallelujah, while I still have my being, hallelujah. I will praise the Lord while I still have my being, hallelujah. Because you know what? There's no praise in the grave. Mother, there's no praise in the grave, hallelujah. When you get in the grave, you can't praise him then. But while you have breath, hallelujah, the one who gives you air, the one who gives you his Ruach HaKodesh, hallelujah.
Yes.
The one who is able to breathe upon you, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God and give you life, hallelujah. He's not worthy. Oh, he's worthy of all of my high praises. He's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Open up your mouth, Mother. I'm giving you a few seconds to open up your mouth.
Yes,
give
Lord.
God
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For everything.
Thank
few
you, seconds
Lord.
To give him the because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, Rabba, Shiki, Rabba, Baba, Siku. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, yes. Thank your
holy
name. Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to
God.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
we had
Lord.
A wonderful
Thank
night last night, the night of intercession. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And tonight we're coming, we're going to talk about obeying the laws of the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many things in the news. The pastor got arrested and glory be to God. Let's try to understand what's going on here. Hallelujah. But we're not. Glory be to God because he said obey the laws of the land. And that's what the Bible said, Romans chapter 13 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to open
you,
up in. Hallelujah. We are so grateful and so thankful to God.
Yes.
Yahweh God. Hallelujah. For keeping us alive. Able to come back to the radio broadcast tonight.
Yes,
able to lift
the
mighty name of Jesus, to be able to tell him thank you for his goodness, mercy, and his grace to word us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
you, God. Thank you for being a mighty deliverer. Thank you for being a just, for being a holy God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. You building up yourselves. Your most holy faith. Now that you got shut in time, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't have to worry about your boss hearing you speaking tongues. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about the person in the next cubicle next to you. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
you ain't got to worry about walking by and hearing you. Look, you got time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lift up the mighty name of God in your home. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible says that we are the church. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be to God. And the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. Now, if God dwells on the inside of you, hallelujah, you don't need to have church. Glory be to God. You can have church anywhere you go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was looking at on Facebook, and I saw some things that came on my page that shows you, I believe it was in Virginia, how police officers are on the road just worshiping God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God knows how to get the hands up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you ain't got to worry about telling nobody put their hands up. You ain't got to worry about telling them how to, whether they should or not. Because you know what? The time comes, hallelujah, glory be to God, when in everybody's life,
you
nobody got to tell them then. And
ain't
sometimes it's just too late.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We the prophets, hallelujah, I'm talking about the prophets, like myself, who've been warning people for years. Hallelujah, I've been telling people for years, save up your money. Listen, buy yourself toilet paper. Buy yourself paper towels. Buy yourself garbage bags. Buy yourself a generator. Buy yourself some food that would last. Can some good. Bottle some fruit. Glory be to God. Get crackers in the house. Do this, do that. Get candles. Get batteries. Get lamps. Get oil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. They got
Thank
to wait
you.
Until now. Be running to the store.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to wait till
now.
Listen. Been warned.
Hallelujah.
You think this is over?
Yes,
you just think it's just going to be over just like that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't wish anything bad on nobody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we were saying, hallelujah, that
Lord.
These days were coming.
Yes.
But nobody
paid
us any mind. It's like, Noah, hallelujah, he had warned the people, glory be to God, that it's going to rain. Did anybody pay him any mind? In fact, they thought he was a crazy preacher. That's what they thought. That man's crazy. I'm not listening to him. And get in no ark, but this is that time again. Get into the ark of Satan and get in now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It don't matter whether you own a house, a car, a mansion, whatever you got. You could own jet planes. Hallelujah. You can own a whole island. I know many people that live on their own islands. Glory be to God. But the Bible says the islands would be fled away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But Noah warned. He warned.
Yes.
And you know what? their dismay, to their destruction, only 8 people were in the ark, and God shut. Hallelujah. I say, and God shut the door. Glory be to God, which meant nobody could go in and nobody can come out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When he makes a call, when he tells you through his prophets, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe in the Lord your God, and thou shalt be established. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Believe in his prophets, and thou shalt prosper. But you guys get that word prosper mixed. Hallelujah. That word prosper is both. Hallelujah. It talks about your security. Hallelujah. You'll be secured.
Yes, Lord.
To Joseph, hallelujah, the prophet, and prime minister.
Amen.
To secure for that famine in Egypt. And then they went into Goshen. God wants his people in Goshen. Hallelujah. Glory be
to
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to move right along. We're going to open up this broadcast with prayer, as we can do nothing without him.
Amen.
I can do nothing without him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I would be like a ship without a sail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Glory be. You know you call for prayer. Hardly short. But I tell you, last night, this line, hallelujah, was full. Glory be to God.
Yes.
I wish they'd pull the line every night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray God navigate the way of those that are standing in the need of deliverance, that are standing in the need of healing. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
That are standing in the need for a word from the
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I'm here to encourage you, but I'm also here to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. The truth of the matter is to obey the laws of the land. But the Bible, hallelujah, glory be to God, should be no thought. Hallelujah, glory be to God. He should and should not do, could and cannot do.
Yes,
hallelujah. We read the Bible every day. Hallelujah. Did you say that's what we do? Read the Bible, baby. Just read the Bible, but we don't study the Bible. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Can we give God thanks tonight? Hallelujah. Because of his goodness and his mercy that we're here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, we give you praise. Father, we look to you. No other help we know tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for being Yahweh God. Thank you for being a holy God. Thank you for being you righteous. Oh, God, you said in your word, let us bow down before the Lord God, our maker, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight as we come to open up this broadcast. Father, we come recognizing, hallelujah, knowing, hallelujah, that you are God. You are Yahweh God, Elohim God, creator of the heavens and the earth, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your holy name now. Oh, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies tonight, your renewed mercies that we see every day, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come asking you, first of all, Father, that you forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of sins of omission and sins of commission. Father, presumptuous sins and all, we ask for your forgiveness, O God. We ask you tonight, Father God, that you will wash us and cleanse us in your precious blood from all unrighteousness, O God. God, we just thank you tonight, and we receive your forgiveness now. We ask you, Lord God, that you will cover us with your precious blood, bind the enemy on every hand, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would watch over our situations, our day-to-day situations. We thank you, God. We thank you because you are the one, hallelujah, who perfects those things which concerns us. God, we thank you tonight. Oh, we lift you up. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me. And, Father, as we are here on this broadcast, we thank you. We honor you. We honor you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We thank you. We honor the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for you going to the cross, if it had not been for the finished work of the cross, if it had not been for the shed blood of Jesus the Christ, God, we don't know where we would be. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you tonight. Father God, we come lifting up this broadcast before you. We ask you, Lord God, that you would cover us. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, that you would watch over each and every one of us. Hallelujah. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would cover this nation. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for your healing virtue to flow through the land. Father, we pray, oh God, that your anger would pass. God, we pray tonight, oh God, that you would watch over the president, watch over the vice president, watch over their families, Father. We cover them tonight, and we ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you would give them wisdom, Father, in this season, in this hour. Oh, God, to do what has to be done. Father God, we pray, oh, God, for those leaders, Father God, and the spiritual leaders as well. Father, we pray for them, Father God, that they would do according to Romans chapter 13 and verse 7, that they would obey the laws of the land. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray tonight, oh, God, for those that disobey. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they would turn to you and repent of it, Father. We pray, oh God, we know what is happening. But, Father, we're asking you, Lord God, to cover your children everywhere. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every senator, every congressman, congresswoman, every member of the House. Father, we pray for all governors tonight, all of the mayors and all of the local governments, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We lift them all up before you tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, that you're saving and touching many. Father God, we thank you for this shut-in time. We thank you it's an opportunity for us, oh God, that we will be able to have relationship with each other and our families, Father. We thank you for bringing families back together. We thank you, Lord God, for God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've given us an opportunity to repent, to talk of you, Father. Hallelujah, to take introspection, Father. We just thank you now. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us that opportunity. But we ask you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that we'll save many before it's too late. Father, we thank you that you said in your word that all that the Father has given you are yours. And so, Father God, we thank you because you hold us in the palm of your hand, where no devil in hell can pluck us out of your hand. Father God, we pray, oh God, oh Father, for the body of Christ at large, oh God, even across the land and across the world, Lord God Almighty, that their borders are shut down, no one going out or coming in. And so, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that they too would adhere to the laws of the land. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you would provide for your people everywhere. God, you said you're the same God, and you change not. Ah, God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you won't leave us without a plan. You promised, God, you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so we thank you tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask, Lord God, that you would navigate the way of those that are standing in the need of prayer, healing, and deliverance to come to this broadcast. Father God, show yourself strong and mighty. We thank you now. Give you glory, honor, yes, and praise. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus of Christ, Father, all those who take the time to come to the broadcast, we ask that you would cover them with your blood, cover their families, cover their vehicles, give them traveling mercy. Yes, Lord God, provide for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you now.
Thank
we glorify you, and we magnify your name. It is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus of Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
yes,
be
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm excited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God
Lord.
Is a good God. You hear me?
Yes,
our
please.
God is God. Hallelujah. You know, just to know,
Lord.
Hallelujah, says, glory be to God, that even before you call, Hallelujah. He said, I will answer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sometimes you're not thinking. You know God is a big God. You know God sees and hears everything. Sometimes you don't know that
does.
You just heard your little groaning, your little crying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, and will send the answer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In less than 24 hours. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for everything.
Yes. Tonight. Oh, I don't know about you, but I bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Dude.
Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes,
be to God.
Yes.
The grace of the Lord, and is greatly to be praised. And his greatness searchable. Glory to God.
Yes.
Bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Thank
I'd like to move on. Hallelujah. I was thinking, glory be to God. Good evening. Good evening. My daughter, Prophetess Frania, good evening. Thank you for joining me tonight. Praise the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just share this with you quickly. Hallelujah. I was walking around today, this evening, up in my spirit, man. Hallelujah. I mean, you just got all up in my spirit. And the Lord says, I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to bless her. I don't know what she's thinking. Hallelujah. He said, but I'm going to bless her because she's been a good steward. Hallelujah. That's all I heard. She's been a good steward. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. Does not know that she's going to handle much. Hallelujah. For the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the kingdom
yes,
of God. Hallelujah. He didn't say for herself, but glory be to God. Hallelujah. That she has such a giving spirit. Hallelujah. He said,
yes,
he's just
Lord.
Going to bless. He's just going to bless you. Hallelujah. You will have more than enough. More than enough. Because it's in your heart. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. It's in your spirit. You want to do that for other folks. Hallelujah. And because of that, God sees and he hears and he knows all about it. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
can. Spirit, and I wanted to share that with you. You receive it, woman of God. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother, I'm going to ask, glory be to God, that you will, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That you would do the scripture reading tonight.
All right.
Glory. Before we get into anything, hallelujah.
All right.
Glory be.
All right, the scripture reading will be coming from Romans, the 13th chapter, starting at the first verse. Let every soul be subject unto the high power, for there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordination of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. While thou then not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praises of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And for he is the ministry of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. For he is the ministry of God, a revenge to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conclusion's sake. For this cause pays tribute also, for they are God's ministry. Attention, continue upon the very thing. Render therefore to all their duties, tribes to whom tribe is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. I have read Romans 13, start from the first, and read to the eighth verse. Amen.
Praise.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, glory to God. I want to thank you for reading the scripture tonight, Mother. Coming all the way from North Carolina to do the reading of the scripture every night faithfully, and it is a blessing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As you read the scripture tonight in the book of Romans, chapter 13, and verse 7. Okay.
Amen. Yes, God.
Praise God. I'm going to play this song. Just a tad bit. I have no right to the song, but it's Didn't I Tell You? Hallelujah. It will be all right. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I don't want to, let me see here, 404-655, are you there? Okay, she might be just listening in. Glory be to God. All right. And Mother, so I just want to move right along and thank you for doing the scripture reading, and here we are. We are in this 21st century, hallelujah, where, glory be to God, you know, some things have popped up in the news, and, you know, I'm not here to bash anyone, and I'm not here to just, you know, just to talk into thin air. But as the situation arose, hallelujah, in a time like this, my question is, do Christians have to obey the laws of the land? Isn't it that we have to obey the laws of the land? That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It starts out here in the book of Romans chapter 13, and it said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So whosoever, therefore, resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. That resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't want to stop there because in verse 3 it says, for the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power that do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same? For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. He said, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that do evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it comes down here to verse 7, and it said, render therefore, hallelujah, render therefore to all their dues, to all. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. But most of all, love one another. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Praise the Lord our God. Let's stop right there because, you know, if you love me, you're not going to see me walk into a ditch. Bible said the blind leadeth the blind, and if the blind leadeth the blind, they both will fall into a ditch. Based on what I was seeing yesterday, last night in the news, I was shocked. I was, you know, really thinking on it all day and thinking, too, on what the unsaved may be thinking of the saved. Because we have to remember, glory be to God, when we say we are ministers of God, when we say we are relegated to holding this gospel, we are held accountable, glory be to God. So Romans chapter 13 and 1 through 7 lets us know, hallelujah, for there is no, let every person be subject to the governing authority, governing, hallelujah. The ESV translation says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Why do you think that they are governors? Why do you think they're president? Why do you think that they're mayors? Yes, because they have governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Hallelujah. It's like you walking into a police officer. You're driving down the street. Your police officer stands there. He puts his hand out, and you keep going. Well, you'll just disobey the law. The fact that he has a uniform on, the fact that he puts his hand up makes him, the fact that he has a badge and a gun makes him authority. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we are to do what? Obey. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. That includes us also. And so everyone must submit themselves to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established, what God has established. Hallelujah. And those that rebel against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. No place in this world is governed by their own selves. The Bible and the laws of the land are synonymous. Hallelujah. I found that out many years ago as I were studying and I were becoming a paralegal, as I read in one of the books where I did my research from, one of the ICU law books. It says that the laws of the land and the laws of the Bible are synonymous. Thou shalt not kill, right? Thou shalt not steal, right? You're going to kill somebody, yes. You're going to stand for judgment, yes. You're going to stand before a court of law, hallelujah. And you must have representative and so on and so forth. You have to stand before the authority. So what I'm saying is, when I heard the news yesterday and I saw that the ordinance that was given was you are not to have more than 10 people in a particular, in the church services, a funeral, or whatever, not more than 10 people. At first they said not more than 50, and then they relegated down to 10 people. Now that is ordinance, that's the law. That is what they went by. That is what they were going by. But when you tell people, hallelujah, as leaders, listen, in other words, what you're saying is, look, don't worry with the law. You worry with me and what I tell you to do. I said it's okay for you to come. You come on. Now, if the people said not more than, the governing authority said not more than so many people, why would anybody want to do the opposite? I received a text on Saturday that says if you are 65 and over, you must not go to any of these gatherings. You can stay home. You can, you know, you don't have to go, you see. And I believe our pastor has put it out as well. Do not, if you are a certain age and you have other things that you're dealing with in your body, do not go in these crowds, because it's quite possible that you can get this virus. This virus, this pandemic that has been going around, you know, and some are saying, well, you know, you don't trust God. Yes, I trust God. Yes, I do. Yes, I trust God. But I also need to use wisdom. And what I'm saying there is that they did not use wisdom, you see, when they went out there. Now this thing is in the news. It's all over the place. It's all over Facebook. It's just looking so bad. It looks bad. And I'll tell you why it looks bad, because what it says here in the Bible and what people do are two different things. Now, if we're going to be obey God, we must obey God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They are God's servants. Hallelujah. So you have to do good. And you have to obey. You can't dare tell the president or the governor, I am not going to obey. He said, well, you will suffer the consequences. Hallelujah. You will be put in jail. He's God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, it's necessary to submit to the authority, not only because of possible judgment, but also because of conscience. You see, this is also why they pay taxes. You pay taxes to the authorities, so the authorities are God's servants. They pay taxes. Well, Jesus had to pay the temple tax. You think that because, now this is a good point, you think because Jesus, glory be to God, was Jesus, God in the flesh, King of the Jews, he was King of kings, Lord of lords, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you want to tell me, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I do want to tell me, glory to God, that he did not pay the temple tax because he is Jesus. No, he obeyed the laws of the land. When he came under the law. There are certain things that he could not have done. Hallelujah. Let me find this scripture here. Yes. Jesus had to pay the temple tax. Glory be to God. And this is a good example to prove, you know, if I had to build a case, I would say, Jesus had to obey the laws of the land. Who are we that we think that we don't have to obey the laws of the land? Well, let me go back here and point out to you, glory be to God, for all of you leaders out there that think that you should be just overdoing and taking the parishioners and doing whatever you want to do with them, you're disobedient. And being disobedient does not look good, hallelujah, to your God. It makes your God look bad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, do what you want to do with it, but it's the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And don't make the people feel bad for not going to the house of God. Hallelujah. Because, or the house of prayer, because they don't want to go. They want to be obedient to the laws of the land. Hallelujah. Don't try to tell them that they have no faith. Yes, they have faith, but they also have wisdom. They're not foolish. Glory be to God. It says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, and verse 24, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says, and when, 24 says, and when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was come into the house of Jesus, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or strangers? And Peter said unto him, of strangers. But Jesus said unto him, then are the children free? Said, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me. I want you to hear that, leaders. For me, meaning for Jesus and for Peter. He said, for me and thee. For me and thee. So which means he had a bill to pay. He didn't run away from it because he's Jesus. He knew he had to pay tribute. To see, yes, he had to do it because he was still under the law. Hallelujah. The book of Acts didn't come yet. The Holy Ghost was not there yet, and the Spirit wasn't given out yet. There was no meeting in the room in the Pentecost, and no upper room experience, no Pentecostal experience there then. He had to obey. There were many things that Jesus could have done, many more miracles, but he couldn't have done certain things there because he was still under the law. And that's why he told the woman, said, no, she was bothering Jesus, and Jesus said to her, you know, I cannot give to you. I cannot give the children's meat to the dogs. She said, even the dogs eat after the crumbs off of the master's table. And Jesus looked at that woman. He was really, really, he had to stop and think for a second. Say, my God, I'll do something for her. But the woman was right. So if Jesus paid the temple tax, in other words, if Jesus was obedient, remember, he became obedient unto death. You know, can we be obedient to God? Will we make such a big scene because we think that this would please God? No, that does not please God. Hallelujah. When you say you're leaders, You open the church when the government is saying to you, whether government or whoever officials is, it's not maybe in some instances they said 50, in some instances they said not more than 10. But they did put restrictions on those things. The reason. Hallelujah. And so all I'm saying is, this situation came yesterday to let us see something. There were others in other states that did. Yes, they did. But what we saw yesterday and last night in the news, I thought, no wisdom, none. Now, if you hear the Bible says, glory be to God, at the end of this text here, it says, hallelujah, glory to God. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. You have fulfilled the law. Hallelujah. There's another scripture there in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah, that pretty much says the same thing. Glory be to God. I want to go there quickly because I want to show you something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It said, hallelujah. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. It said, against such there is no law. You know, if we obey the word of God, we don't have to worry about the law. But laws are put in place so that those that are disobedient will have to stand the consequences. Remember, the Bible says that they are ministers too. They're ministers of law, even though they're serving in government. God has his people everywhere. They may not be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, jumping in church every week, but they are performing a duty. Hallelujah. And they have to answer to God just the same. So tonight I wanted to share that with you to let you know, those of you who decide that you want to go, that's up to you. But I know I won't. I'm not. I won't do that. And I would not encourage people to do that. We must learn, hallelujah, to obey the laws of the land. Now, I want you to know that they did not arrest him for preaching the gospel. No, that's not it. You're hearing different things. He was not arrested because he was feeding the hungry or the poor or doing something like that. No, it was for the ordinance of the gathering of not having more than, and not only one service, but two services. That to me was blatant, and I will not stand with a leader like that. No. And I loved to listen to him. Always did. Always thought he was very anointed. But you know, sometimes we can be so anointed and yet, you know. So we don't want to make him look, we don't want to make God look bad. Hallelujah. And if your pastors are having services and they're telling you to go, I believe that you should use wisdom. I know I am. I stay right in my house. I have church right here. Listen, you are the church. We are the church. We are the ecclesia. We are the called out ones. Hallelujah. We cannot sit idly knowing that there's a pandemic, knowing that people's lives are on the line. If you say you love me, hallelujah, why would you want to see me go into a situation? Not only could I be affected, but others can be affected by others. That is not love. Hallelujah. That can never be love. If you love your people, you love God's people, if you love God, hallelujah, you will never put God's people in a position where they can be hurt or harmed. Hallelujah. This is why you have to be mindful of some of these shepherds, some of these under-shepherds. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we've got to be very mindful. We've got to be very careful. We've got to be extremely mindful how we go about doing things. Pay attention to what's going on. Be alert. Like I said before, I've warned many. And many of the prophets have warned many. We knew that these days were coming. And they were warned. But they did absolutely nothing. They sit back, kick back, and relax and figured, no, it couldn't happen. Well, it is happening. Glory be to God. We didn't say that God sent it, but God allowed it. We didn't say that God created it. We don't know. Hallelujah. But we do know one thing. What he don't hinder, he allows. And he allowed it for a purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And, you know, church folk, hallelujah, they're real funny, you know. You can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them it's judgment on the church. No. See, that's why with the churches being closed, hallelujah, with the church being shut down the way it is, now we got a whole lot of things that we want to say, but we knew these days were coming. Hallelujah. But it's for your protection. It is for our protection. It is also our time to take stock of ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the answer to one of the people that I've heard, and I'm just quoting what I heard, is that no, it's stated that church is a service that we provide. In other words, it's a business. It cannot be a business. Hallelujah. It cannot be a business. Church is never a business. Hallelujah. They run it like a business. And see, that's why it is in the condition that it is right now. Hallelujah. Do you think God would stand for that all the time? No. Now there's a changing of the guard. Guess what? Services, we would not go back to church as usual. No, I told y'all since last year, hallelujah, under the numbers 5779, according to the Hebrew calendar, glory be to God, that the year 5779, glory be to God, was the year of the snake where you see the snake in the grass. I also told you all that 9 was the number of God's divine finality, which means, in other words, when you go to the store and you look at your receipt, you purchase something, you look at your receipt and it says no exchanges, final purchase. In other words, you cannot return it. Well, that's the way it is right now. That's the way it is in the realm of the spirit. Everything is final. Glory be to God. We are to that point. We're in that place now. Glory be to God. If we're going to stand with God, we're going to stand with God. We're in that place now. We're saying, whose side are you leaning on? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But there's absolutely no way, hallelujah, glory be to God, that we will go back to things and church and business as usual. No, it is not business as usual. Glory be to God. And things are going to get rough. I told y'all, in 2020, you're in for a wild ride. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, we warned, we told people, hallelujah, to stock up and to get things so that you won't have to be in the hustle and the bustle. No one paid attention. Some did. Some people did. Some people knew. There are many that knew and took care of themselves. And kudos to them. Glory be to God. We thank God for those who use wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The church, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is within you. Hallelujah. This is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's neither meat nor drink, hallelujah, but it's joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we ought to stop the foolishness now, and we ought to just be who we are, be the church. Glory be to God. I said just be the church. Hallelujah. We can't try to be the church now. We got to be the church. Now we're forced to be the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's so many that are looking at Christian folks, and they're saying, well, you know, where are the miracle signs of wonders? Where they at? But I tell you what, hold on. Hold on just a little while longer. Glory be to God. The book of Acts will be in action once again. Hallelujah. And you won't have to stop and think. Hallelujah. There's going to be help every time you turn around. Glory be to God. But I tell people, get in a hurry now. Get in a hurry. Get in a hurry to be saved. Get in a hurry to accept the Lord. Get in a hurry. Glory be to God, because it's not going to be church as usual. I don't care how some churches try to go back to normal. It ain't happening. Glory be to God. We're in that pivotal moment right now. We're in a prophetic year. Hallelujah. And the year that just did not start in January. Hallelujah. I say it didn't just start in January. Glory be to God. That year started since October. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Since Rosh Hashanah started the new year. That's on God's calendar. Glory be to God. We got to wait until December 31st to say, oh, it's the new year. No, I celebrated before. I know what time it is. We're still in the month of Adar. We're still celebrating. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know what time it is. A lot of us know what time it is. But we need to know how we are to live in this time. In this time, we must be prepared. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Obey the laws of the land. Why do we have to be all up in television telling about we're not going to obey? Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. You can have church in your home, because that's exactly what's going to start happening. You're going to have to go back to house churches. Hallelujah. Somebody said they're going to have to fill stadiums. I see the stadiums are empty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody will have to know Jesus for themselves. Everybody will have to have a relationship with God for themselves. But let me encourage you. Jesus is coming, and he's coming again. Get right, get ready, and be prepared. Use wisdom in this season. Hallelujah. Watch the news. See what's being told to you. Glory be to God. There are many that are dying in New York City, all over the place. They're stopping people and quarantining them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if you can stay in your homes, stay in your homes. There's nothing wrong with you having and spending time with your family. A lot of people don't know their children. A lot of people don't know their parents. It's time to get together and sit and get to know each other. It's a good time. It's a wonderful time. Hallelujah. A lot of people, the Sabbath day, they don't remember the Sabbath to keep it holy anymore. God's given us opportunity now to remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. Sabbath means rest. Hallelujah. And that's why he sent the children of Israel into captivity. They never kept. After a while, they were not keeping the Sabbath. He told them, let the land rest. They didn't do that. He sent them into captivity. The other thing was, they were into idolatry. He sent them into captivity. Listen, God is the same God. He said, I'm God and I change you. All of the idolatry in the churches, what do you think is happening? What do you think God is pleased with that? I'm not preaching, I'm sharing. I'm sharing it as I see it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we ought to get ourselves together quick and in a hurry, because we're in for a wild ride. I said we're in for a wild ride in 2020, and God has given us a window of opportunity to be able to get ourselves back in line with him. Hallelujah. You don't have to hear this message if you don't want to. Hallelujah. I know I'm talking right tonight. Glory be to God. I love you with the love of Jesus. Praise the Lord our God. We don't always have everything together. Yeah, we don't cross every I and dot every T, but we can try. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a time to take introspect. This is a time for us to search deeper than ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I love you tonight. God bless you. And any of you out there, is anybody out there who do not know Jesus and the pardon of your sins? Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to let you know tonight, it would be the best thing that you've ever done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus tonight and the pardon of your sins, I want you to know tonight that the Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All would come to repentance. Glory be to God. He's not willing that you should perish. He doesn't want to see anyone going to hell. It was not made for you. Hallelujah. It was made for the devil and the false prophet. Hallelujah. And his angels, the devil's angels, the third that was kicked out of heaven. That's what it's made for. But you can find yourself there if you are disobedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, Peter told them, hallelujah, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. That is for the removal of your sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, because you know you, not many days after that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is the precious gift of the Father. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is your teacher, your lead, your guide. He brings all things back to your remembrance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll lead you and guide you to all truth. All truth. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know tonight Glory be to God. And if you do not know him, you ask God to forgive you, and he will abundantly pardon you. And he will forgive you, forget your sins. He will not remember them anymore. He'll cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will not bring it up before you again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a good God that he is, giving everyone an opportunity. Glory be to God, to be redeemed back to the Father. Hallelujah. And it is only through grace, by faith, through grace, are you saved. Hallelujah. Through your faith. Your faith in knowing that Jesus died for you. Your faith in the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah. And if you repent of your sins and you ask God to forgive you, he most certainly will forgive you. But he wants you to come to him and ask him in his son's name, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. You ask him to forgive you in his son's name, and he will. Glory be to God. Anything that you've committed, any sin, hallelujah, that you have committed, sins knowing, unknowing, whatever you've done, you confess your sins to God, and he will forgive you if you ask him in his son's name, Jesus the Christ. He's not willing that you should perish. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. He will not hate you for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so tonight, glory to God, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, if you will confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, he says, and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. The day that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Another scripture says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Glory be to God, but you got to call on him. Hallelujah. Call on him. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. For those who speak Hebrew. Hallelujah. For his name is Jesus. You can call him by his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Now, if you believe that that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in you, you're saved. But you've got to believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, he's such a good God. He says, I'll come in and I'll sup with you, and you'll sup with me. Hallelujah. First of all, you know, the wonderful part about it is that when you accept the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, your Lord, your Savior, he says, you know, that there's joy in heaven over one sinner that comes to Christ. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I believe, hallelujah, we are right now. We're in that time. We're in that season. We're in that hour. Hallelujah. Where many can be witness to with this very same situation called the coronavirus, where many are seeing people dying. Many have thought of where they would spend eternity. Oh, they're thinking, all right. Yes, they are. I won't let them fool you. They're thinking. But they need someone. They need someone who will speak with them. I spoke to a gentleman the other night. I want you to know this. I spoke to a gentleman the other night. He's a technician, and I was talking with him. He was taking care of some things for me for the global prayer line. And I asked him, you know, I said, well, how are you this evening and so on, you know. And I said, well, how's it doing out there where you are and so on. He said, oh, we're fine. You know, stores are closed, and then it's on a lockdown and so on in certain areas. You know, restaurants are closed and whatnot. I said, well, sir, can I ask you, are you saved? He said, oh, no, no, no. I said, you're not? He said, no, I don't believe in God, no. I said, well, who do you believe in? Oh, I don't believe in anybody else. No. He said, he's an atheist. I mean, But I tried having more conversation with him. He said, no, he said, ma'am, I really don't want to talk about that because I don't believe. I said, well, sir, where do you plan on going when you die? It's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. He wasn't interested. He was not interested. And there are a lot of people out there like that who are downright atheists. I mean, if you look around you, you see the trees, you see the rain, you see lightning, you hear thunder, you see the grass growing, you see, you know, people being born, children being born every day. How can you not believe that God exists? I mean, that's hardcore. Eventually, he says, okay, thank you. And I said, I didn't bid him. I didn't bid him anything. I didn't say thank you. I didn't bid him good night, God bless you, nothing. No, I won't. That's the way he feels, and that's the way he feels. And I should not give him my blessing. No, I'm not blessing him. Yes, you know, I feel sorry that he feels that way. But, you know, those are the kind of things we're going to run into. And that's why we have to be equipped. Hallelujah. The body of Christ has to be equipped to deal with all of that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. So I certainly hope that I said something to help you along the way, to encourage you, to edify you. Something that would make you stop and think as leaders, make you stop and think about what you're doing concerning disobeying the laws of the land. First of all, you must love God. You say you love God. You say you serve Him. You know, you do this, whether some do it for money or some do it, you know, they claim it's a business, you know. They pay the tithes and then they go at the end of the year for the money back. You know, you see, we got to stand before God, people. All right? God bless you. And certainly hope that we are able to get back on tomorrow night. Some people are being blocked from Facebook. Some people are being blocked from different places. You know, your freedom of speech is being affected. And so we've got to get the gospel out anyway. And the Bible declares that in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and verse 14, that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached throughout the world and to all nations as a witness, and then the end shall come. But the gospel is going out. But I want to say this. The gospel is going out. The word of God is being preached. Yet the Bible says that there will be a famine for the hearing of the word of God, Amos 8 and 11. Hallelujah, there's going to be a famine, not for the word, but for the hearing of the word of God. God bless you tonight. Surely we will come back tomorrow night, God willing. If it be the Lord's will, we'll be back on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's Wednesday night. I am not leaving my home. I will be on at 9 o'clock. I promise that I will have the apostle from Liberia on Friday evening. And we will do 8 o'clock on Friday evening. So hopefully we will have that live interview with Apostle Yisrael Floyd, who will be on Blog Talk Radio. Please, I'm asking that many of you will call in. You use the chat box if you want to ask questions or anything like that. So just sort of prepare for Friday evening at 8 o'clock. When we will do that interview with Apostle Yisrael Floyd. He is in Liberia. Glory be to God. Or in Sierra Leone. Either way. Glory be to God. So God bless you tonight. And certainly, as we say here, love you with the love of Jesus. And good night, everybody. Good night, Robert Esprania. Good night, Mother Eula. Love you all tonight. Bye-bye. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good night.
Hey, good night. Good night, Prophetess Rania.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Thank you.